clapping. I'm an addict and a liar.
I'm an act, huh? Is this on?
Yeah, it's on.
Okay. I'm an act named Scott. It's not on? How about now?
Okay.
Now we're talking. All right. I'm an act named Scott. And you people got nowhere else better to be than here, huh? Man. Me neither. I'm from Central Maryland area. It's where I got clean. I'm from Baltimore originally, but I got clean in Central Maryland. And that's the Central Maryland's area. It's putting on this convention this year, so I'd like to first thank everybody that's put on that convention, especially my arts and graphics chair and subcommittee. I'm on that subcommittee. Just like give everybody a big hand for that. A lot of hard work goes into this, and I'm going to be a serenity keeper at the main speaker meeting, so then we're going to see how I really work my program. You know what I mean? I can say anything up here now, and you're going to see how it really works. But, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. It's the topic of this workshop, and I'd like to thank the host committee for asking me to come out and share on this topic. And I was never a real good student, you know. And before I got to Narcotics Anonymous, way before I got to Narcotics Anonymous, this phrase meant a lot, because, you know, when I was ready to get high, the teacher appeared. Right? And they sold me some pot, right? And then I didn't know what to do, so I mashed up all the seeds and stems and stuck it in the bowl and lit it up, and it all blew up. Right? And then the teacher said, no, that's not how you do that. Back in these days, you take an album cover that opens up. And it all falls to the middle. I don't know how they do that with CDs. I don't know. I don't know how that shit works these days. And, you know, when I was ready to do my next drug of choice, which was actually LSD, the teacher appeared and they set the room in and had the right music. I mean, it was a whole production. Right? So I wouldn't go crazy and freak out. And, you know, there's incense burning and everything. And let's go out and watch the sunrise. It was like a whole big deal. We will walk you through this until you can do this yourself. And that's how everything for using was. You know what I mean? Everything. When I was ready, the teacher appeared. You know, when I was ready to inject drugs, the teacher appeared. And didn't really want to show me how to do it. They said, well, let me do it for you and just give me half of your package. Which seemed like a reasonable thing for a while. Right? Then that seemed like a little too high a price to pay. So the teacher appeared. You know, when I was in D.C., I wanted to shoot BAM. What did they show me? How to suck off that codeine so you could shoot that stuff. Right? If you didn't know that trick, you said, man, this stuff ain't shit. So, you know, all throughout my using, when I was ready, the teacher appeared. Now, the teacher didn't appear magically. I sought those teachers out, you know? And those teachers weren't at the school I went to. They weren't at the classrooms, you know? They were, you know, they weren't the teachers my mom and dad wanted me to seek out, but I didn't want to seek out that level of knowledge. And then what happens is, once I gathered up all that information, right, what happened? I knew everything. So I didn't need any more teachers. I was always looking for some willing students, though, you know? Because they paid my teacher's salary. And that's how that went for a while. Until I came to Narcotics Anonymous. And still thought I knew everything. And one thing I learned here is, you know, if you know everything, it's real hard for more information to get in. And I knew all of those tricks and ways and means to get more, and ways to make me, you know, beat doctors, and ways to do this and that, but I didn't know anything about being clean, and I didn't even really, when I came to Narcotics Anonymous, I was not ready to be a student and hear what y'all had to say. You know, what I was willing to do was kick my dope habit and come up with a new plan that would allow me not to go back into prison. Because there were plenty of times before I got here that the teacher was there, but I wasn't ready. You know, like when I'm standing in front of a federal judge and heard the United States of America versus you. Damn, whole damn country. We got something for you. Maybe you'll learn. I just learned how to do what I did in jail. That's all I learned. You know? Subsequently, I spent a lot of time in there on that sentence, you know? They were like, you could have been out of here a little earlier. I wasn't ready. Probably saved my life. Truth be told, it probably saved my life. And many other people along the way, you know, growing up. Man, I came from a good home. I went to good schools. I had some good role models, you know what I mean? And I only took that information for a little while until the drugs came in and everything changed. So I get to Narcotics Anonymous. I don't really want to be here. I'm sitting in a room, you know. I mean, look at all these people, man. Look at all these freaking addicts in this room. Can you imagine if we were all using? Right? There wouldn't be one damn piece of gold up in here, I'll tell you that. Your pocketbook wouldn't be on the floor. You're already picking it up. She's like, damn, I didn't think of that. But if we're here and we're not using, in some part of your life, in some part of your recovery, you were ready and the teacher appeared. You know, when I heard, no matter what, you never have to use again. Hell no. I was never ready to hear that until I heard that. Because any reason was a reason to use. Any reason. Break a shoelace, gotta get a 10-pack. It's gonna be a bad day. I was never ready to hear that. No matter what, you don't have to get high. I was never, you know, I never was ready to hear that feelings aren't facts, Scott. Just sit it out and that feeling will go away. I could never get with that before. Whatever feeling that I felt about myself, which was bad, which was that I didn't fit in, my friend Andy H. says it great, and I love to quote him and give him credit. Before I got to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, I felt like a fish in a tree. He also says at this convention he feels like a BB in a boxcar. And that's how I felt, like a fish in a tree. I just felt like I never fit in. I never felt comfortable with myself. You know, whenever they handed everybody else out the instructions for living, that I went out and took a leak or something. I was in the wrong line. I was somewhere, but I never got them, and I just never felt comfortable. And by not feeling comfortable was a lot of how I felt my feelings were. You know what I mean? Man, shoot me, stab me, beat me with a 2x4, but don't hurt my feelings. I never learned how to cope with that kind of stuff. Is this? Okay. And so when I got here, I had like no coping skills. I felt bad about myself. You know, I had done so much cruddy stuff. You know, when you're using and you do, you know, and you just do, you got to do cruddy stuff to get the dope. And then you get whatever drug it is and you put it in you so you forget about the cruddy stuff that you did. And then it wears off and then you got to do more cruddy stuff and get high. And that never ends. It never ends. You know? And the moment it ends, those feelings that I don't know how to deal with, man, just come rushing at you. And that's why, like, getting clean and dealing with that stuff, because anybody here that's got a day clean has dealt with that feeling, those feelings, and the way that that feels. And if you can get through that without using, you got a chance. And all of us that have a day or more clean or an hour or more clean know that feeling. All of us. And that's why we're all teachers in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, because we have all felt that feeling. And it doesn't matter what you used, who you used, who your connections were. Any addict can stop using, lose the desire to use, and find a new way to live. And thank God for my predecessors. Thank God for the teachers I've had here in NA. Thank God for my sponsors sitting in the second row who teaches me to be a human, who teaches me that it's okay to fail, but don't be a failure. That if I just don't put something in me and keep moving, things will change. And if I want to do some crud ball stuff, if I'm willing to face the consequences and accept them, go ahead and do them. And hopefully you won't use, you'll accept the consequences and you won't keep making the same mistakes. You know, I never heard anywhere before that it's okay to make different mistakes. You know what I mean? I came from a place where, like, it wasn't okay to make a mistake. And my whole life was a mistake. I've learned how to live in Narcotics Anonymous. I've learned how to work in Narcotics Anonymous. Before I came to Narcotics Anonymous, I hadn't held a job in 12 years. I get into a treatment facility, I go to a halfway house, and they say, you gotta go find a job. It's like, well, I got a little gap here in my resume. I don't think I have to get a job. That's for everybody else. And they said, well, what was the last job you had? And I said, well, I had a job in prison. If anybody's had the privilege of going to federal prison, everybody has to work. But the joints are so full that they just make up jobs, right? Some people, I mean, really go to work 8 hours a day. You know what I mean? That wasn't me. So we had a job of buffing the floor outside of the chapel after the count cleared at night, because the chaplain wanted his floor looking good. Well, this was a three-man operation. And my job was not to buff the floor. My job was to hold the cord of the buffer while the guy buffed the floor. I got fired. I couldn't even hold a cord to a buffer before I got to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. And I was just told yesterday that I had that a job offer was made to me by a state government department. Little do they know. Hopefully no buffing is involved. But what I learned about how to be an employer, how to be an employee, how to work, how to take a commitment and see it through, how to be responsible, how to have some dignity, and how to be a productive member of society, I learned here in Narcotics Anonymous, because I was so friggin' beat up. And when I finally surrendered, I said, you know, I'm ready. Where's my teacher? And I've had some wonderful teachers since I've been here. And I will continue to have some wonderful teachers. And I hope for the people that I sponsor I can be a good teacher to them. So thanks a lot for sharing.